Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Grand Biggs.
Biggs time.
Biggs.
With Molly and Haw.
Biggs time.
The Biggs Report.
With Brad Biggs.
Biggs time.
Biggsy.
His name is Brad Biggs.
Brad Biggs talks football with you.
Molly and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 to the score. Brad Biggs is the football man of the Chicago Tribune, a longtime contributor to this station and a valued friend. And he joins us now on the St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram Hotline, home of the real deal. Big Z!
Morning, Brad.
Morning, boys. What's going on?
Well, here we go. Here we go, buddy. We got a kicker, and he is out there, and he is dancing, and he is talking, and everybody.
Hey,
yeah,
hey,
we're all chanting. That was the news conference. And no, that wasn't. But you know, we had a texter earlier say, "Hey, you know, this is actually very good. It's keeping all the attention off Mitch. So every time that something happens, all they got to do is just roll Eddie out there and like, hey, here we go, come on."
Yeah, I don't know that that's going to work. You really would like to see Eddie Pinheiro get some more experience with extra points. He's 1-for-1 this season.
Yeah,
and,
right. more of those, please.
Yeah, more of those, please, because the offense, as everyone knows, is in a terrible rut, hibernation, whatever you want to say, it applies. There really is no unfair criticism of the Bears' offense at this point. The only thing they've done well is protect the football. They've got one turnover. It happened to come at a particularly bad time against the Packers, but through two games, only one turnover, you can live with that stat. That would get you 8 for the season, and that would be pretty good. But everything else has been terrible, and they've got another long week to prepare for an opponent, not quite as long, but they've got the extra day because they're playing on Monday night, and hopefully they can get some things ironed out against a Redskins defense that has not played well, has some talent in the front seven, but I think there's a ton of questions about that Redskins secondary.
Yeah, Ryan Kerrigan is the guy you have to account for the pass rush. I mean, he's a guy that can be a problem for Mitch Trubisky. But I think the priority's got to be, Brad, you know, number one, you want to get him building confidence. So that may be moving the pocket a little more. The number two is this is a secondary, as you point out, susceptible to the deep ball. So if you are going to get him going, take your shots downfield because they've given up 3 passes of 50 or more yards in the first 2 games. To me, that's an opportunity and that's an invitation to try to see what Allen Robinson or Taylor Gabriel, maybe even Anthony Miller, have in the deep passing game.
Yeah, it would be great to see Taylor Gabriel show up. He really hasn't done anything yet this season, too. Just to get these guys in the offense involved, get Miller the ball to spread it around a little bit. Remember, that was what Nagy talked about being a real strength of the offense last year, is they had so many different guys that could take a turn carrying the load, and it was such that the opponents, you know, really weren't going to know who they could key in on from 1 week to the next. And it's been the case through 2 games, small sample size for sure, that if you pay particularly close attention to Allen Robinson, the other guys aren't going to do a whole lot of damage against you.
You know, you look at this team that they're facing, and again, you know, David mentioned they give you 30 just for getting off the plane. Is this the fix it? Is this the one that will, you know, I mean, the Redskins season seems to be hanging in the brink in their own right, but is this the game that will fix the Bears offense? Because obviously it's a step down in defense.
Well, it should be. You know, Washington's 30th on defense and yardage, 25th against the pass, 31st against the run. Redskins have produced a grand total of two sacks. It's a bad defense, so it should be an opportunity here for the Bears to go in, take care of business, and leave town feeling pretty darn good about what they've been able to accomplish. Philadelphia and Dallas, in their two games against the Redskins, converted 18 of 28 third downs. Okay, so if the Redskins even take you to third down, they're giving up 64.3% of the time, which would be a glorious thing for the Bears' offense, which is converting about 22% of its third downs right now, one of the worst figures in the entire league. So in Washington, they might be looking at this as a chance for the Redskins' defense to get right, though, guys. The other side of the coin is, They're looking at the Bears and saying, oh, thank goodness we don't have to play Carson Wentz or Dak Prescott.
Mitch is coming to town. We're getting well tonight. Yeah, that's a good point.
But did you see some of this stuff? I mean, according to the NFL Next Generation stats, the Redskins rushed for like the majority of the game, and Dak Prescott he was 17 to 20 when they rushed four, and they apparently didn't stunt once. So they're rushing four, and this is like non-aggression defense.
But it might be because of the quarterback. Maybe that was their attack against him.
Greg Minuski, the defensive coordinator in Washington's under fire. Jake Gruden's catching heat.
They were gonna replace Minuski last year, right? I mean, how's he still there?
Drive yourself in circles trying to figure out some of the decisions that go on there. So it looks like a perfect spot in the schedule for the Bears when they really need an opponent like this. Now they've got to take advantage of it.
Brad, so if you list the things the Bears do best, I think number one on your list, at least in my list, would be they rush the passer. They got Khalil Mack, Akeem Hicks, Leonard Floyd. I mean, they come after the quarterback. And yet, so it struck me a little bit as a surprise. Nice scoop the other day when you had the Bears had four edge rushers visit Hallis Hall for workouts or for tryouts to take a look at them. I know that happens every week around the league, but Shane Ray and Noah Spence, I mean, Shane Ray was a former first-round draft pick. What are they looking for? What don't they have?
Well, I think they've got everything they need to rush the passer. But at this time of year, you want to be able to freshen up or update your free agent list. So your free agent list is all the names of guys on the street, and that changes week to week. You know, guys get cut, guys get released from IR, whatever the case, guys come off suspension, whatever the case may be, you're constantly sort of tweaking your board of free agents, and you need a list at every position. Your deepest position or your best position, probably outside linebacker, you need a list at kicker, even though your guy just went out and performed really well, every single position. And so they've got reports on these guys, but some of them they don't know a whole lot about, or the report is from a year and a half ago. So you bring a guy in for a workout that you'd consider to have on your list, and you sort of freshen it up, and obviously that's a key position, that outside backer. If something dramatic was to happen to one of their top guys, you're talking about bumping up Aaron Lynch and probably needing to go out on the street and add somebody. So I think that's probably what that's about. You know, Shane Ray was a first-round draft pick. He's been a flop in the NFL. So you want to bring him in, get a look at him, and see if maybe you detect something that maybe they didn't see elsewhere. Yeah, Noah Spence, the guy that Well, one of the four guys they brought in actually signed with the Redskins.
Well, and the Redskins have 10 guys now that are on
The Redskins are playing like
a reserve
team that's relatively injured heading into about Thanksgiving.
They just put Dominic Rogers-Cromartie. He's the 10th guy. They put him on injured reserve, and you know their problem is got to be Josh Norman. They need to put him on injured reserve. He's awful.
He struggled.
He's just
bad.
Terrible.
Well, he's you know what? Yeah, I think he's playing poorly right now. I know he is, but it's a combination of he's playing poorly and he's gambling. Okay, and that's a double problem because Josh Norman will gamble to make the big play, and occasionally he will get it. And then there will be times when he will gamble, and that will leave people basically uncovered 20, 30 yards downfield. And that,
but they're giving up 50-yard touchdowns every week. I mean, like one of the guys, and you're right. He's what does that mean for Mitch? Is this do you air it out if they don't have a pass rush and they're only rushing four? Can you just block it up and let the kid throw the ball down the field? I mean, is this the breakout game that everyone's waiting for?
I don't know if I'd use the word. I don't know if I like the word breakout because to me, breakout means it happens really, really well, and then it's going to stay that way. If he goes out and throws for 320 and three touchdowns against the Redskins, that's a positive. That's a very good thing, and it's something the Bears have been waiting to see, and they'll embrace it. Does breakout to me would mean that he's going to turn around the next week against the Vikings and. And because he's finally, cracked it and broken through, that he's going to continue that way. And I don't know that that's the case. I don't think we've seen a consistent level of play from him. I think this is the game where he can go out and play really well, and his offense can look like it should look like Matt Nagy thought it would look at the start of the season. So that's what I view this as. And then hopefully, yes, they can use it as a springboard moving forward.
He can regain confidence this week against the Redskins, but to regain credibility, you have to do it against a good defense.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, just look at the numbers this defense has allowed through 2 weeks. If the Bears go out and put good numbers on it, okay, great. Everybody should do that the way the Redskins are playing right now.
All right, Biggsy, thank you, buddy.
Thanks, Brad. Good stuff.
Have a great day, guys.
That is our guy, Brad Biggs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.